Welcome to the Digital Cafe. I'm your host, Mario Armstrong. On today's Digital Cafe, we have joining us in studio, Adam Bachman. He's the founder of Baltimore's first hackerspace, Baltimore Node. He's also a software developer with a company called Smart Logic Solutions, which is located in Baltimore's Emerging Technology Center at Hopkins. I want to thank you so much, Adam, for joining us on today's Digital Cafe.
Thank you for having me.
Called you in because I really have interest in this thing called hackerspace, the first hackerspace, Baltimore Node. I've done a little bit of research about hackerspace, but for those that haven't, explain to us, what is it about?
Well, it comes originally kind of out of Europe in the last 3-4 years. It started to pick up in the U.S. What people are doing is seeing that technology is becoming more accessible. It's easier to create the things that 20 years ago couldn't have existed, 10 years ago would have been too expensive for the hobbyist, and today are within pretty easy reach. They're very accessible.
It's kind of like a marrying then of these new age tools with people and being able to collaborate.
With people who have some amount of technical experience, some people who want to learn. What we're trying to do right now is get a lease on a space, build a workshop, fill it with tools, and kind of see what happens.
Yeah, as I saw it from your website, they say you define it as a real place where people with common interests, usually in science, technology, digital art, can meet and collaborate. Pretty much that simple.
Yeah. We're kind of across the board in terms of interests. A while ago, this thing would have probably been made up of just programmers, just electrical engineers. We've got law students, we've got artists, we've got gardeners, bakers. A lot of people who see potential in these tools but don't know how to go about it on their own, maybe, or don't want to sit in their basement working by themselves.
You know, this is an interesting time because you see things like co-working initiatives, like what's going on with Detroit and the Beehive, and then you see this hackerspace initiative all happening in Baltimore as well. It seems to be that there is a real need for these types of spaces to really exist that help give people the support that they need. It seems so many more people now are on their own or have the capabilities because of, you know, the ease of use or the accessibility today of technology. It seems like it is easier for people to be on their own, but at the same time, they're kind of on their own.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and we want to gather together. We want to be social. You know, we've seen with some social networking tools, people want to connect with other people. Ultimately, the web is about, you know, relationships. Well,
yeah, but those are like virtual connections.
Those are virtual, right. Something funny about Twitter is just in the last year or so, it's bubbling up the community that already existed in Baltimore of people all kind of doing the same things, but not really knowing that the other people existed.
Yeah. So real quickly, what do you hope to accomplish?
Wow, we have big dreams. I think I want to tell people that it's not as complex and as hard as they thought. A real common theme that's run through the people I've met, the people who've come to our first meetings, kind of tentatively, they say, I don't really know about electronics. I'm not that familiar with computers. I want to do some neat projects, but I don't know about this stuff, you know, so I'll just come and watch and see what you're doing. But with the first workshop, we saw eyes open. The tools that exist are a lot more modular, almost like Legos for creating, both in software and in hardware. I'm hoping we can provide the tools and then people will surprise us with what they come up with.
All right, and the website for those that want more information is baltimorenode.org, baltimorenode.org.
That's right.
I want to thank you so much, Adam Bachman, who is the co-founder of Baltimore's first hackerspace, Baltimore Node. Thanks so much for coming into the Digital Cafe and explaining this to us.
Thank you, Mario.
Really appreciate the time. And that's going to be a wrap for today's Digital Cafe. I've been your host, Mario Armstrong, along with producer Sung Hai and broadcast producer Bob White. 4881 WYPR, your NPR news station.